Good morning. There we go. Perfect. Thank you, Chip. Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We're grateful for your presence, those of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. It's hard to believe that it's already been a week since Easter Sunday, but we want to give a special thank you to the men's group for providing such a delicious breakfast for us last Sunday. I think I thanked you last Sunday, but I couldn't remember, so just in case, thank you to the men's group. In a little over an hour, I will be starting my vacation, and will be taking vacation through Monday the 5th, since that's my usual day off. While I'm off, if you have any pastoral care emergencies, if you'll reach out to Andy Beck, who's our council president, he'll be in touch with me and we'll get those details figured out. Men's group meets tomorrow night. And please continue to join us for our Sunday school, watching the movie Risen, where we look at Jesus' death and resurrection through the perspective of a Roman tribune. The women's banquet is coming up. You should have seen, maybe it's this week. I've been doing two different weeks' work at the same time, so this might have been in last week's or this coming week's holly leaf. But the Agape Women's Banquet is going to be on Sunday, May 18th. They are limiting it to 70 people this year due to space constraint, but there are RSVP forms at each entrance, and you can also print out the one that will be in the holly leaf as well. So I think it's going to be a really, really fun banquet. We have a few birthdays this week. Just one, actually, Samantha Everhart. Couple anniversaries, Todd and Lori Conrad, and James and Marie Palmer. And remembering their baptism this week, Carol Conrad and Amy Horn. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have a prayer shawl this morning. This is for Pastor Kathy Fanslau, who was here several years ago. She is going through some cancer treatments right now, and so we're going to bless this for her. And James and Marie are going to take it to her when they go on their beach trip. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the gift of prayer, that you always hear us when we come to you. We ask that you would be with Pastor Kathy as she goes through her cancer treatments, and that you would bless this prayer shawl so that she feels the weight of it upon her shoulders or upon her lap, that she would feel the weight of those prayers here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude.
Thank you.
Please stand as you are able. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the one who was, and who is to come. Amen. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, and called to live the baptized life, let us give thanks for the gifts of baptism. Holy God, we give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that make a people your own, that restore to wholeness and empower us to be witnesses in your name. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that strengthen believers and give new life to beloved servants of your church. Waters that extend your boundless love and cross barriers of our own making. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that open the hearts of believers and give a voice in the night to those in captivity. Waters that set your people on a new path, rejoicing in the Spirit's power. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. Grant us grace, love, and life, O living one, that our every day is shaped by these waters. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the crucified and risen one. Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
O
God of life, you reach out to us amid our fears with the wounded hands of your risen Son. By your Spirit's breath, revive our faith in your mercy and strengthen us to be the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Annie. How are you? Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Kate. You're bringing your puppy dog. I forget what his name is. What's his name? You don't know? I forgot to. That's okay. Well, in just a couple minutes, you're going to go to Children's Church with Jane today, and we're going to read a psalm. And this psalm says, "Hallelujah, praise God in the holy temple. Praise God for mighty acts. Praise God with trumpet sound. With lyre and harp and tambourine and dance and strings and pipe and resounding cymbals, let everything that has breath praise the Lord." What all things have breath? People, yes. What else has breath? We praise God with our voices and our bodies. What else has breath? Animals. Anything else you can think of? A story about God? Yeah, when we hear stories about God, we want to praise God for all the wonderful things that God has done. And this psalm talks about everything that has breath, praising God, so humans and animals, and it talks about all kinds of instruments. And we have some instruments here. They're always up on this pew where Brantley usually sits, just because I don't exactly know where to keep them, but they're always there for you to play. There's a tambourine, and some maracas, and another maraca. I think that's a flute or some kind of, oh, I know what it is. If you breathe in it, it goes whoop. There's some cymbals, and a little xylophone. And so just like this psalm says, we can use all kinds of instruments too, and there's a whole basket up here. So I thought maybe you guys might want to take one of these instruments back to your pew, and when we sing some more hymns later, you could play your instruments with them. And also, during Easter, we have these wands, so that every time we say or sing Alleluia, you wave your wand, because Alleluia is one of the ways that we praise God, especially in Easter. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you
that we can praise you
with our voices and bodies
and all kinds of instruments.
Help us
to praise you
everywhere
and always.
We love you, God.
Amen. All right, do you want to pick an instrument and take it back to your pew on your way to Children's Church? You want to do the maracas? Brantley, you've got the xylophone. Annie, which one are you going to play? You're going to do the cymbals? I like it. How about you, Cameron? Do you want an instrument? No? That's okay. Well, take your instruments back to your pews and then go ahead and go to Children's Church with Jane.
The psalm for today is Psalm 150 and will be read responsively. Hallelujah. Praise God in the holy temple.
Praise God in the mighty firmament.
Praise God for mighty acts.
Praise God for exceeding greatness.
Praise God with trumpet sounds.
Praise God with lyre and harp.
Praise God with trombone and dance.
Praise God.
Praise God with resounding cymbals.
Praise God with loud clanging cymbals.
Let everything that has breath
praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
The 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails in my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands, and reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My mom often says, if it didn't happen in the last hour, I don't remember. And if it's not happening in the next hour, I don't know yet. And she says it as a joke, but sometimes it's true. My brain is so full that I can't remember something that has happened, and I can't quite remember what's coming. But as I was editing the bulletin this week and saw that we are singing Beautiful Things for our hymn of the day, I couldn't exactly remember the reasons why the worship and music committee chose that hymn for this particular Sunday all the way back in the middle of March. But it never ceases to amaze me that several weeks later, the hymn chosen goes so well with the text we have for today. For those of you that were at our Ash Wednesday service, you may remember singing Beautiful Things. Ash Wednesday is that tender and solemn day when we gather as a church to reflect on death, to feel a cross on our forehead, and to hear the words, Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And we also gather on Ash Wednesday to remember that ours is a God who makes all things new, that ours is a God who always brings beauty from ashes and brings life from death, because God's story never ends with death or with ashes. It struck me how lovely it is that we sang Beautiful Things on Ash Wednesday as we began our Lenten journey, and today we'll sing it on the second Sunday of Easter. Because amidst all of the celebration and joy of Jesus' resurrection, we're proclaiming the same words that we did when we were marked with ashes. A similar kind of contrast rises up in today's gospel lesson. Jesus' followers are living post-resurrection, but at first it doesn't seem like God is bringing beauty from ashes at all. Instead, I think it's safe to say that those first few days especially, Jesus' followers probably thought that the ashes around them were the end. And maybe they were asking similar questions to the lyrics in Beautiful Things. All this pain, I wonder if I'll ever find my way. Could all that is lost ever be found? Could a garden come out from this ground at all? At last week's sunrise service, we read about the empty tomb and Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene. Well, the 13 verses that we read for today begin later that night, the night of that first Easter Sunday. The disciples were together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who had plotted to kill Jesus. And as our resurrected Lord, one of the first things that Jesus did was to visit every single person who had been hurt or traumatized by the events of the crucifixion. Jesus sought those people out to help them come back from what they'd experienced, to help them make sense out of what they had witnessed, and to help them understand that they were living in a new reality. I think it's so beautiful that Jesus was gentle and loving and tender in each encounter, creating conversation for each person to be exactly what that person needed. Think about the story with Mary Magdalene, the travelers on the way to Emmaus. Next week, you're going to look at the story with Peter on the beach, and then the disciples in this story, and Thomas. For centuries, Thomas has been misinterpreted and mistyped as doubting Thomas. This isn't the case at all. The truth is, he wasn't asking for anything more than what the other disciples had already experienced, to see the resurrected Jesus with his own eyes. I think we should rename Thomas Courageous Thomas, because he had the courage to ask for what he needed. I think that more of us would do well to have the courage to ask for what we need. We don't know why Thomas was not with the disciples in the locked room the evening of the resurrection. It was before DoorDash, so maybe he'd gone to get them supper. We don't know. But what we do know is that Jesus went back a week later just for Thomas. And when Courageous Thomas asked for what he needed, Jesus didn't condemn him. Jesus didn't judge him. In fact, it's quite the opposite. With deep love and compassion, Jesus created an encounter and a conversation with Thomas, giving him exactly what he needed. And Jesus invited him to touch his wounds. And Thomas proclaims, "My God." It's deeply significant that Jesus went to his disciples with the wounds of his crucifixion still in his hands and side. Because not only did Jesus' healed scars help the disciples identify him, right? They showed Jesus' followers that the person standing among them was really Jesus, like those wounds were his credentials. He wasn't an imposter. But those healed wounds were significant to who Jesus is. And it's important for us to witness and acknowledge that the resurrection of the body did not undo the scars of Jesus' suffering. His scars weren't blotted out by the resurrection. The resurrection healed his scars. The resurrection redeemed his scars. The resurrection transformed his scars. But it didn't undo them. In Jesus' resurrection, his body told the story of God's healing and redemptive love for all the world. And Jesus' body showed the disciples, and it continues to show us, that God's story never ends with death, and it never ends with ashes. Sisters and brothers, ours is a God who makes all things new. And ours is the God who brings beauty out of ashes and life from death. Because God's story will never, ever end in ashes. And while we know this is true, there are times in our lives when the ashes around us and within us feel like the end. We know how those disciples felt. Because the reality is, there are times in our lives when pain and sorrow, grief and suffering that we and others endure, it scorches us and leaves us in ashes. And we so often think that that might be the end. But God's story never ends in ashes. And so just as Jesus, with his resurrected body, lovingly came to his followers after the resurrection to help them navigate those hard days after their lives had been scorched and were in ashes, Jesus still comes to us in the bread and wine as his body and blood. His body for us is love and grace and peace and forgiveness and hope. Because Jesus' body that we receive at his table still tells the story of God's redemptive and healing love for all the world. Every Sunday, the hymn of the day is meant to be a response to the sermon. But especially today, I hope the words of Beautiful Things are words from your heart and that we can proclaim together that God always brings life out of death and God always brings beauty out of ashes. Amen.
Let us confess our faith by the use of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scripture. He ascended into heaven
and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all in need. Inspire the church with the breath of your Holy Spirit that we sing the good news of the resurrection. Inspire deacons and pastors, lay leaders and bishops to boldly proclaim your love for all people. Hear us, O God. Preserve the earth as a safe home for all its creatures. Restore habitats contaminated by pollution or overuse. Strengthen efforts to shape more sustainable communities and make us mindful of the impacts of our daily lives on the well-being of creation. Hear us, O Lord.
Your mercy is great.
Kindle in the nation a spirit of cooperation and mutual care. Raise up creative and courageous leaders committed to shaping just and peaceful solutions to complex and challenges in our local and global communities. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Embrace all who carry wounds that they may know your compassion. Draw near to those with chronic pain or anxiety and all for whom death is near. Comfort individuals and communities suffering in any way, especially the family and friends of Bill Curry, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Janine, Rosala, Eddie, Pam, our friends and families listed in the bulletin and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Transform our fear into curiosity and love, especially across differences in race, religion, sexuality, gender identity, and economic situation. Unravel stereotypes that lead to discrimination and destroy oppressive systems that marginalize vulnerable communities. Hear us, O God. We remember the faithful departed from all times and places, especially Pope Francis. Confident that you are the Alpha and the Omega, we pray for your wisdom and guidance until our earthly pilgrimage is complete. Hear us, O God.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Thank you.
Pray together. Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace. Along with these gifts we bring, come among us again. Bring your life into us. Enliven us with this meal, that we may live as your citizens body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our
God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of bread. Come and eat at God's table.
Thank you.
for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Living one, in this feast you have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell of your wonders, sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world.
Amen. Ready. The triune God, who was and is to come, sovereign Savior and Spirit, light your way with resurrection dawn, now and always. Amen.
Let's say the mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Peace. Share the good news. Hallelujah.